enough of us. Explosions on TV and all the girls with heads inside a dream. So now we live beside the pool where everything is good.
Welcome to the 3 o'clock hour. This is WMFO in Medford. My name is Nate. The name of the show is Fast and Loose. Thank you to Haley and Almost Friday for hanging out and playing the jams. As we have come to expect here on this wonderful radio program, 91.5 FM. If you want to call in, 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. I enjoy taking calls, and we've had like a pretty nice little streak here where people have been calling in and requesting songs, and I've been like, I don't know, maybe if it's in there, we'll find it. I'm pretty excited about the playlist that I've got kind of going together, as we did Canada last week. Oh man, if only I could devote an entire year of my life to just Canada. I think things would really be turning around for me. That'd be great. A lot of new stuff. A lot of bands that I really not had heard of, and read about on music blogs, and we'll talk about or will not talk about, and then some other stuff just kind of like roped in there. It's gonna be great. Other than that, the next time we talk, the NHL playoffs are gonna kick off, so you know. I'm going to just say some inscrutable random things about that particular situation, and it's going to be fun. So, hang out. We got an hour.
Will see you smile. I want you in the morning before you go performing. Tell me something I don't know. Lead me to the place where no one ever goes. Let me go under your skin. Let me find the demon that drives those seven.
She's tougher than leather. I just ignored all the tales of a past life. Still conversation deserves but a bread knife. And punks would laugh when they saw us together. Well, they didn't know how to dress for the weather. I could see them there huddled on Aster. Snow falling slow to the sound of the master.
The gloves are off, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now. I'm ready for the house. Such a modest mouth. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone.
Wisdom's a gift, but you trade it for youth. Age is an honor, it's still not the truth. Saw the stars and they hid from the world. You cursed the sun when it stepped to your girl. Maybe she's gone and I can't resurrect her. The truth is she doesn't need me to protect her. We know the true death, the true way of our flesh. Everyone's dying, girl, you're not old yet.
Gloves are off, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. Stronger now, I'm ready for the house. Such a modest mouth. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. Gloves are off, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now, I'm ready for.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, it's me. It's Nate. You're listening to Fast and Loose, WMFO in Medford. We just had Step by Vampire Weekend from the disc Modern Vampires in the City off of XL Records. Go look up what other albums are on XL or what other bands are on XL Records. I read a New Yorker article about that. And it was like, it was kind of mind-blowing how they really have, like, there's not a ton of, like, Billboard Top 100 or however they're measuring those things. There's not a ton of those types of artists, but it's artists like Vampire Weekend that are like consistently just known. And it's pretty great. I think Lorde is on XL. A lot of people are talking about her because she played TD Garden. She played the Garden last night. The Bruins own the Garden. The Celtics just rent it. As I heard recently on a local sports radio introduction segment. Before that, Beige, the Shy Girls remix of Beige by Yoki Lore, and then the song Kids Being Kids by Teen Men, which both of those names seem like they were generated by some sort of neural network where you gave like only sort of cool names, cool hipster name. Like if you recorded everything that was said in a coffee shop and then you fed that into a neural network and then you were like, I need a band and I need a song and I need a disc. Well, I guess it's a self-title. And then that's what the computer would be like. This is what you wanted. We did this for you. Yeah, man. So anyway, I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. And there are a bunch of concerts going on here in the city of Boston, which we are excited about. So there are more things to come. More good things to come. Anyway, yeah. We'll get back to the music here in a second. I was recently talking to a friend. He recommended this band, Digitalism, who did play, I think Tuesday night last week at the Brighton Music Hall, which, you know, I don't know if any of you guys can do anything about this, but the Brighton Music Hall and, like, the Paradise Rock Club, they're just too far away in Somerville. There's no good way to get there. You know, you got to get in an Uber and you got to drive down there. Which, like, am I a connoisseur of late night Uber rides? You better believe that I have awarded several Michelin stars to Uber drivers late at night. I'm also, in my mind, developing sort of this, like, heat map of, like, where it's cheaper to, like, walk around. And I'm convinced that if you just get across the river in some way, like, $10 off the price of any Uber or Lyft. I'm convinced of that, but I'm also, like, maybe I'm just sort of justifying the work that I'm putting into something like that. Because it's, like, you know, nobody else is walking across the Mass Ave Bridge, like, at 2 o'clock in the morning. Or, actually, me running across because it's, like, stupid. You know, you just run. I mean, it's just, like, I wear Tigers everywhere anyway. Sweet. Back to the music.
Matters and get it prepared. I've been fine on my own, she said. I don't need you.
Well, hey there. I'm back. You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, 91.5, or WMFO.org. Everybody online, thanks for listening in over there, too. We heard Pogo by Digitalism, which is a great track, and thank you to Anton for getting that one on here. Philosophy by Bayou, off their album Man of the World. Tape Machine, of course, by SGR, FKR, all caps. Then Buttercup by Hippocampus, and then the last one, very beautifully sung by a band I've been listening to a lot lately, Vagabond. The song was Fear and Force, off their disc Infinite Worlds. And if I am not mistaken, that is a 2018 release right there. I got a quick PSA. Yeah, Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. A public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. 3:35 on the clock. We are coming down the home stretch. I've been reading this book lately. It's about the 4-Minute Mile, and it's Bannister and John Landy and Wes Santee, the three men who were very, very close to breaking it before eventually, spoiler alert, Bannister did. And it's really about the different approaches that they took and about a lot of the science that was around running at the time. I recommend it. It also is one of those things, me as a runner, I've been reading, and I could freaking run through a wall right now. It's pretty great. But it was really cool, their emphasis on rest and recovery and understanding sort of the science behind what the human body can do. At that point, a lot of people thought exercise was bad for you or that you would have an enlarged athletic, quote-unquote, heart, or that your heart only had a finite number of beats in it available to you in your lifetime, and that running, thus increasing your heart rate, was killing you faster. So yeah, a lot of pseudoscience, and I did hear a comedian recently say, like, I feel like we are pretty hard on old-timey doctors. You know, I'll just put leeches on it, that kind of thing. And it is true, we are kind of hard on them. We're like, oh man, what a group of idiots. Well, that's the thing. It's like, that's what they thought. I mean, it's not like they were just taking stabs in the dark. I mean, yeah, sure, there was a lot of, like, pseudoscience and a lot of sort of just egoism or whatever that was dictating science back then. But come on, like, they were in it for, you know, to understand, and of course, you know, we are better off now because of sort of understanding what was wrong in some ways, trial and error. So I think it's really funny to kind of go back through and really read all that stuff. But it was really great, and especially Bannister being a doctor, and RIP to him. We lost him early in this year. And it is one of those things where I really truly believe he broke it because he really did crack a lot of the science around strenuous exercise and sort of what the understanding what the body could do, and then also just training hard. And all those guys, you the one denominator through all of them is they worked hard and they ran a lot, and they really focused on trying to be the best. So there is something to be said for just really setting it out. So I'll leave with that, and I will we'll get back to the music here. I'm excited. I got a little bit of a throwback here in this next one there.
imagination is running dry. Sweaty, sweaty, wonder why now it's always summertime. It's all gone.
Yeah. Everybody's ashamed. Everybody wants you to know the name. Everybody wants and nobody's ashamed. Everybody wants
to be famous. Everybody wants and nobody's ashamed. Everybody wants you to know the name. Everybody wants and nobody's ashamed. Everybody wants
to be famous. Everybody wants and nobody's ashamed. Everybody wants you to know the name. Everybody wants and nobody's ashamed. Everybody wants one thing.
Wants to be
That's it. We're coming around the final stretch here. Thanks for being with us for the 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock hour. All the Geets is coming up next at 4, so please stick around. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This was Fast and Loose with Nate, and thank you for everything. I'm just going to go back real quick. We had Sylvanesso, P-A-R-A-D, W/M and parentheses E. It's Parade With Me by Sylvanesso. Super organism with Everybody Wants to Be Famous. Pristine.